Anticipating a green light from vaccine advisors, the Biden administration is assembling and shipping millions of COVID-19 shots for children ages 5 to 11 to states, clinics, hospitals, and tribal governments. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Jeff Zients says the first dose could go into kids' arms by midweek.
We've secured enough vaccine for all 28 million kids ages 5 through 11. Overall, more than 20,000 pediatricians, family doctors, pharmacies, and other providers parents know and trust are getting ready to administer vaccines. We expect that several million doses are already en route to sites around the country, and across the next week or so, 15 million or so doses will be around the country at convenient and trusted sites. So that's why we are planning on some vaccinations towards the end of this week.
Zients says by November 8th, a full-scale program will be ready to roll. That's if a special advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approves the child-sized dose of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration already cleared the shots, which deliver about a third of the vaccine given to adults. After CDC advisors make their recommendations, agency director Dr. Rochelle Walensky will give the final order. And she's expected to.
As we look forward to the fall and winter, it's important to continue practicing prevention measures that we know work. Wearing a mask in public indoor settings, staying home when you are sick, and washing your hands frequently. For many families, the possibility of vaccines for our children will provide a great deal of comfort with every dose administered. Parents should feel comforted, not just that their children will be protected, but that this vaccine has gone through the necessary and rigorous evaluation that ensures the vaccine is safe and highly effective.
She says clinical trials of the Pfizer vaccine for children have found it highly effective in preventing serious death, with no severe adverse reactions in safety and efficacy trials. By vaccinating children, health officials hope to avoid another coronavirus wave during the cold weather months, when people spend more time indoors and respiratory illnesses can spread more easily. Cases have been declining for weeks, and children are shown to be less likely to develop serious COVID-19 complications. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, says the vaccines will not just protect children, they'll also prevent spread.
I don't think that that means that children are exempt from disease and even severe disease. I think if one goes to pediatric hospitals, you'll see that. Then again, you have to look at the role of children in the spread of infection. And there was a recent analysis of this in JAMA Pediatrics, which indicated that it is likely that children equally spread infection, perhaps even in the household, as adults do. So I think we got to make sure that we don't just diminish the impact not only on the individual child, but also on the spread of infection. And for that reason, we feel it's important to get children vaccinated.
Fauci also says he expects advisors to eventually approve booster shots for all those who want them. The third vaccine shot has been approved for seniors, people with compromised health conditions, and those at greater exposure to COVID-19. But he says existing vaccine doses provide strong protections against severe COVID-19 and hospitalization. So far, 70% of adults in the U.S. are fully vaccinated, while 80% have received at least one dose. 60 million eligible people remain unvaccinated in the U.S. Walensky says they make up the majority of COVID-19 hospitalizations. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.